WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post-show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's on me now, Oos.
Hey, I'ma get them all. I'ma get them all, Oos. Yeah. I'ma get them.
So, usually on this night, the night after the Royal Rumble, the Monday Night Raw after Royal Rumble, it used to start this sign of we're on the road to WrestleMania. And that meant one thing. The Undertaker came out of hibernation. But that no longer happens. But we are still on the road to WrestleMania. And we are all the fallout from the Royal Rumble. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG12LoveChat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit card RockinSock with Lindsay Moon for an item shop. Because hashtag epic partnering. I'm calling it now. We're getting more wrestling skins in Fortnite Battle Royale. The Ultimate Battle Royale experience. Maybe as soon as next season.
If Penta doesn't show up in Fortnite, I would be absolutely shocked.
I think we're ways away from Penta, but I think we're getting either a full battle pass or one of those mini WWE battle mini passes for WWE. Just
I would be down for that. Give me Boo Boo in Fortnite. Let me run around as Boo Boo in Fortnite. Just let me do it. Howdy. Just let me run around with an AR, please.
I think you may get the Undertaker. We may get like an Undertaker or Cody first before we get to a Wyatt.
You know what? Layer. I would say Taker too. I've been asking for Taker from the beginning. Like, give me the goddamn Undertaker. Let me run around in Fortnite as the Undertaker. Let me do it. I am in.
But I'm just throwing that out as a bold prediction of what's to come. In the next
I have sat through so many, like, Marvel and DC and shit I don't care about, anime stuff. Give me wrestling. Give me WWE. Give me a whole battle pass based on it, please.
Because the Elimination Chamber... In 3 weeks from Saturday, is presented by Fortnite OG Season 2. Get all your new skins and emotes and everything so you can be stylish on your way to getting that dub.
Yo.
That's sort of what Cole said. I remembered half of what he said in the promo. Yeet. So this was like a first. But I ever all open up with Jey Uso, right? And he comes to the ring and does his full entrance. And they're going off doing the whole yeet dance and everything. Everyone's crazy, going crazy. It was spectacular. First time in history they go one more time. Like they want the entrance. Like, come on, we want to yeet some more.
That entrance is an experience. It is on the level of like a rock show or a stadium experience where you just go and it is 12,000 people yeeting and doing the arm motion somewhat in unison, because not everybody can sync up because we're all weird like that. But like, you have every single person or almost every single person in that building doing it together, and they're doing it for like 5 minutes straight. Like, they just play the music and they just let people go. It is the most unifying thing I've ever seen in my life. Unless it's incredible.
Unless you're on Twitter. That's the story for a different day.
Twitter. Go touch grass. Thank you. Because you see that and you see the reaction to him live. He is over. Like, he is... I told Rock this before the show. He is bridging into pop culture because people know him now as the Yeet guy. Like, he is becoming that big. The people are like, that's the Yeet guy. Like, because when I went to the show last week, some of those people didn't know who anybody was. But they knew the Yeet guy, and they knew Logan Paul.
Yeah, that's scary. Anyway, it's very, very scary. Anyway,
it's so terrifying.
It is terrifying. Jay said, you know what to say, and then the fans went, yeet. And he's like, besides that, okay. He said he got in the game 15 years ago, established his legacy with his brother Jimmy. He then the pandemic era, and he said he joined in the bloodline. He said those were cool chapters in his career. He said he was not confident about becoming a singles wrestler. I didn't have it, bro. I didn't have it. But coming out here tonight, I got it now. He said he worked hard to get to this spot. He was very emotional. Start tearing up. He thanked the fans on behalf of him and his family. He said, because of his fans, he is the 2025 Royal Rumble winner. He's going into the main event of WrestleMania. And it's just me, Oos. Out came the world's heavyweight champion, Gunther. He said he would offer his congratulations, but then asked why? In reality, I'm disappointed because, quite honestly, this year, this past matchup, it doesn't appeal to me. You can't even lace my boots. Gunther said he learned how to make fans think he's barely holding on to this championship, but he's always in control. He refuses to do this with Jay again. Jay was going to say something, but Gunther cut him off. He said he's building a legacy for himself, and being Jay at WrestleMania doesn't add anything to it. Being John Cena, Roman Reigns, or CM Punk would have added something to his legacy. He said Jay has everything gained, whereas he has everything to lose. Gunther said if Jay chooses him, he'll be hell every week until WrestleMania. WrestleMania will be the most horrible display of violence the business has ever seen. He said he would hurt Jay and put him down like a diseased dog. He told Jay to consider his options. As he left, Jay told him to wait. He said he's tired of everyone telling him what he can and cannot be. He said they tell him he was just a tag team guy, yeet, and he was not supposed to be in the main event, yeet, or win the Royal Rumble. Yeet. But he said he's going to SmackDown and he'll holler at Cody Rhodes, whoever I choose. I'm walking to WrestleMania as the 2025 Royal Rumble winner. But I guarantee you, Gunther, I am walking out of WrestleMania as main event Jey Uso. And it will be as champion. Strong.
I am here. It was a very, very, very strong promo by Jey. I am here for this story. And I think what I really love is they're going again for the aspirational kind of underdog thing, but they're telling a different story with it. You know, Cody was, he has to finish the story, mm-hmm. right? He has to win the title. He has to finish the story. This time it's somebody who's been there for 15 years, who was counted out, who was dismissed, who was always looked at as like a side act or an opening act. And nobody ever thought he could be a singles guy. Like, nobody ever thought he could do this, right? Nobody knew he had this in him. And now here he is, 15 years later, no longer a tag team guy, now a singles performer in the main event of WrestleMania, going for a title. He's gone for titles before. And he's been building, as he said in his promo, from the COVID era, doing this experiment and building himself out of that tag team guy and into what we see now. And I'm so ready for them to tell that story because I want to see that story and that final evolution of Jey Uso. And I want to see that moment where he wins that title of WrestleMania, because we talk a lot about people who deserve it. Jey deserves it. Jey has earned it. And I don't want to get into length or anything like that, but if anybody has like done the quintessential climb, it's Jey. So I am so ready for them to tell this story. And Cody would be good, but Gunther would be better because I think Jay needs that, like, heel. I think he needs that Goliath figure in Gunther to be like, you know, because Gunther's just like, okay, all right, I've already beaten you. I'm going to dismiss you. I'm going to count you out. I'm going to, like, just push you aside like everybody else has done.
He's also...
And maybe that gets him in the end.
He's also going to beat his ass every week up until WrestleMania, so he's going to have something to fight against. So it's going to be good to see. Penta, Ludwig Kaiser, good match. Penta got the win. After the match, Jackie was trying to interview Penta. Pete Dunne came to out. Kaiser attacked Penta from behind, left him laying. Kaiser and Peter Dunne exchanged a look. And there you go. Good match.
Are they going to become friends?
I think they're becoming friends.
That is going to be the most awkward friendship, and I'm here for it. Just because Kaiser is so prissy. He's so goddamn prissy. And then there's Pete, who's just Pete. But it could work because Trent Seven was kind of prissy.
Mm-hmm.
So it could work. It could totally work. But this is going to be weird to see. But I'm down. Let's go.
We learned on this show that Eric and Ivar are ready for their next challenge. And next challenge could be American Made. And we learned that Gable's going on a tour to master the dark arts of the Lucha Libre.
Oh, God.
Whatever that means. We also learned that there's a new member of the Monday Night Raw roster. It will be the phenomenal AJ Styles. This is the final one to come over in the transfer portal. And Bron Breakker kind of has his eyes set on AJ Styles and wants to know what's next for him.
I'm just going to say this, Reed, Chad Gable. I have faith in Hunter because I know what the old regime would do with that, where Gable's going to learn the dark arts of Lucha Libre.
Mm-hmm.
I know where past regimes would have taken that, and I'm just praying, Hunter, don't do that. Please don't do that. Please don't, because I know where that would go, and I just, that's all kinds of not okay. So I'm going to put my faith in Hunter that he's not going to do what the past regimes would do. I'm putting my faith in that.
Finn Balor,
please God, don't do it.
Finn Balor arrives in the clubhouse. Everything's fallen apart for the last 2 weeks while I was gone recovering from a street fight. He took issue with Dominik stealing his tag team title during his tag team title match and lives like he had to because Pierce was going to give away the title shot to another team. Balor was still upset until Morgan informed me that Dom got you a match for a qualifying match for Elimination Chamber. And he got me mine and all this stuff. And we're going to get a future tag title shot and all the things. And then I was like, all right, cool. All right. We'll see how we're going. Liv's like, we're going to listen to you from here on out. So all seems to be happy right now with the Judgment Day.
It's all copium until it goes downhill.
The winner of the 2025 Women's Royal Rumble, Charlotte Flair, came to the ring in a bright yellow jacket with bling. She said the fans booing her a year and a half would have bothered her, but she missed the fans, whether they boo or cheer her. She said she thought she was unbreakable, but last year sucked and it broke her mentally and physically. She said there was a point last year when she didn't even know if her knee was going to get better, or if she may even make the Royal Rumble, or even Survivor Series, or even WrestleMania. She said she would embrace the booze because she still loves all the fans and is still the greatest superstar in WWE history. Booing now! Fans were booing her while she was trying to tell her inspirational story. She said this is her passion and what she wants to do, and what she wants to be is at the very best at it. Out came her old friend, Rhea Ripley. Charlotte was like, I was trying to have a moment with Cleveland, but hello, mommy. Rhea said, your moment, yeah, but this is my show. She said they have the possibility to go into war again, but she said when you go to war with something or someone, that's when you earn the respect the most, and she respects Charlotte. Rhea asked Flair to choose her and pointed out that she beat her the last time they met at WrestleMania, and Flair's like, well, I beat you the first time. Rhea's like, I was a kid when you beat me. Flair, you know, Charlotte's like, you jumped the gun, Rhea, and you want the answers, but she has nothing but time. She said she's going to go to see if Julia has anything that would inspire her on NXT, and she'll go to SmackDown to see if Tiffany Stratton will inspire her. And Charlotte called Rhea that she's just a kid still, and that she'll see her next week. And Rhea's like, hold on a second. you saying that that I'm just a kid proves that, Charlotte, you don't respect me the same way I respect you. So please, please pick me, so I can put so I can beat the respect into you.
I mean, y'all don't have to be at WrestleMania to fight. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that at any point. Just let Charlotte go change her clothes real quick, and you know y'all can do this.
But good promo. Charlotte was a little flustered by the booze, but she handled it.
It was a good promo. It was a good showing for her. I think she's still sort of feeling it out a little bit because obviously this is her first like Raw back, and she's, you know, maybe just a touch not used to it anymore because she's been gone for a year. They couldn't just put her out in front of the crowds to warm her back up. So, you know, it was a good promo. She'll get better as she, you know, gets more experience back and she kind of settles back in. And as we learned today, she's been kind of dealing with stuff. So,
yeah.
And I'm sure that wasn't a happy thing to have right today. So, yeah, but it was a good promo between the two. Honestly, I would rather see Charlotte and Tiffany than Tiffany and Rhea, although I would take it.
You mean Charlotte and Rhea?
What did I say?
Tiffany and Rhea.
I would take Tiffany and Rhea too, okay? I would take any of the combinations they're in, but like, I would like to see Charlotte face somebody that she's potentially never faced or somebody that she's not faced a lot, and I think that's Julia and Tiffany.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's ever faced Tiffany.
No.
So
it would be the first time because Tiffany was on the rise before she, and then Charlotte got hurt.
So it would be cool to see Charlotte sort of take on what I would argue is her successor in Tiffany.
Yes.
And even to the point that possibly Charlotte could mentor Tiffany in a way. I don't know. But it would be good to see that story and that interaction with the two. Rhea is always a solid, but I think we've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. They can make it a trilogy if they want. The match will be good. But in the end, I think if you're going to have Charlotte fight somebody, especially at WrestleMania, that, you know, you could use that opportunity to put somebody over like Julia or like Tiffany and really bring them up, because Rhea certainly doesn't need to shine. Wouldn't hurt her, but she certainly doesn't need to shine.
She does not, in fact, need the shine. New Day, with brand new music, took on Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. New Day got the win. Logan Paul was at ringside, caused a little bit of the distraction. It is, I believe, Logan Paul and Rey Mysterio next week in an Elimination Chamber qualifying match.
How do I petition WWE or Woods and Kofi to change the name from New Day to Bad Day? How do I get them to do that?
Change.org.
Like, how do we get that to happen? Because I feel like they need to, if they're going to rebrand it, do the complete rebrand. And just like, I feel like just them being like, you're about to have a bad day. Like, mm-hmm. Come on. Like, they could totally work that. They could totally own it. Just do it.
Rhea Ripley was backstage. She spotted Io Sky, and maybe I'll see you at WrestleMania. Rhea was fine with that. As Io walked away, she was attacked by Liv Morgan. Rhea tried to help, but Raquel got her as well. So an injured Io Sky was headed to the ring to take on Liv Morgan in an Elimination Chamber qualifying match. Liv Morgan gets the win via disqualification and is headed to Elimination Chamber. After Rhea, who came out to attack Raquel Rodriguez, got it. Liv grabbed her hair. Rhea fought her off, causing the disqualification. Io was not very happy with Liv. Or with Io. Io was not happy with Rhea after all that.
No. And I get what Rhea was trying to do, but also it was somewhat unnecessary.
She let her anger get the best of her.
Yeah. Like, y'all fought, you got the title back, you've more than gotten your revenge on her. You know, that's just let it go at that point.
Jackie Redman was talking to Sami Zayn about the Elimination Chamber qualifying match he has against CM Punk. Zayn said he thought he had a chance to win the Rumble, but now he's focused on Punk. Jackie asked Sami if he had a chance to speak with Kevin before he could answer. He saw something he wanted to go deal with, which was Jey Uso. He apologized for kicking him, eliminating him from the Royal Rumble match. Sami's like, stop it. Congrats. He's proud of him. They did their handshake and everything. The Karrion Kross shows up. So that's very touching. And then Karrion's like, what is it like to watch everyone else live out his dream? Sami told Kross that they would have a problem if Karrion keeps coming up to him like this. He said that there doesn't have to be a problem for Sami, but There could be. Teasing something.
They are teasing something.
CM Punk was interviewed by Kathy Kelly. He said the silver lining of him not winning the Royal Rumble is that neither did Rollins or Reigns. He apologized to Sammy fans because he will be advancing to the Elimination Chamber. Punk said maybe he put too much pressure on himself going into the Rumble, but he's won the Chamber before, and now the pressure is on everyone else. Before we get to the main event, Matt, Seth Rollins comes in the ring and talked about Jey Uso winning the Royal Rumble. He's proud of Jey and people getting what they deserve. He said that brings him to Punk. He said Punk's a scumbag and a piece of trash and took delay in Punk failing to win the Royal Rumble. He mentioned Roman Reigns and said Reigns is WWE and Paul Heyman wouldn't tell the fans the truth, but the truth is, you know, Roman's hurt. He's really hurt. Fans could blame him, but Reigns hurt his friends and his family for the last 4 years. Roman loves to talk about his limited schedule, so he thinks he did Roman Reigns a favor. And he talked about how he did not win the Royal Rumble. He said in the past there were a number of different paths to get to WrestleMania. He called out Sami Zayn. He said, you're made a future of CM Punk. Everyone knows he hates Punk, but what the world doesn't know is Zayn hates Punk too. Rollins reminded Sami that Punk claimed that Sami is not on his level. Rollins said Zayn is a WrestleMania main eventer, which Punk will never be. He said Punk is right because Zayn is levels above Punk. Seth said to Sami to put Punk's WrestleMania dream in the dirt for the good, and then to come fight him in the chamber. So CM Punk comes to the ring. Rollins and him lock eyes. They almost get into a brawl, but referees pull them apart. I know you have an opinion on what he looked like. Seth Rollins is looking like Michael Hayes more and more, especially when he does the sidewalk with the blonde hair coming down the side. He's looking like Michael Hayes with the trench coat.
I was thinking he was looking like a sluttier version of The Undertaker.
You can go with that too, but I saw Michael Hayes.
The Slut-taker?
Mm-hmm. if that's what you want to call him. I mean,
Lord of Sluts.
Okay.
I need to think of Taker's other nicknames, but I'm sorry. I was actually thinking too, like, I'll give you Michael Hayes. I actually kind of thought a little bit of Macho Man too.
A little bit. I think he's had more colorful outfits that looked like Macho Man, but yeah, I could see that too.
Like, it was mainly like the hat with the glasses and the hair, because there was a shot where he was kind of like, he had like his back to the camera a little bit and he kind of turned back around. I was like, that looks like the fucking Macho Man, man. Like, there was something about it that, like, it's like I could see that. Like, he's not doing it intentionally, but you just see kind of echoes of things in what he's doing that you're like, okay, all right, yeah. But I like the promo. The outfit was when you have to be at a leather bar by 10, but you got to work at 9. That's kind of what it felt like.
Indeed. But it was Sami Zayn, CM Punk for the first time ever in your main event for a shot to qualify for the Elimination Chamber. Good match, physical match, close near falls in the end, but CM Punk is headed to the Elimination Chamber.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride, Sammy. Dear. No, the match was really good. Like, I very much enjoyed the match, especially the physicality. I don't think I realized that this was the first time they fought until somebody said something, and it was like, no, they had to have, right? Like, at some point in the 20 or so years that they've been working in the industry, they've had to have faced each other at least once, and then it's like, no?
Nope.
No, I don't think they ever have. Like, somehow, some way, the two of them coexisted in spaces together, and they never wrestled. It's like, okay.
Sammy's indie come up was like 2005, I think, as El Generico.
Was Punk already in WWE by that point?
Punk was in OVW system at that point, I think. Or, right, it was like, he was transitioning out of ROH, and then, yeah. I think they missed each other on the come-ups.
I mean, the mat, yeah. And then, like, Punk effed off and was gone for 10 years or whatever. And Sammy was in WWE by that point. So, yeah, it makes sense. Like, it makes complete sense. But it was just, like, when they said that, it's like, wow, that's cool that this is the first time they're ever going to fight. And they made the most of it. They had some fun together. You could tell. But somebody didn't like the fact that Sammy enjoyed himself.
So, Punk
and somebody was a little mad about last night.
Saturday Night Punk shook his hand. Punk left. And then from behind, Sami Zayn gets attacked
by a very, very angry Kevin Owens, whose t-shirt game was just so fucking on point. Like, goddamn, Kevin, stop it.
Yeah, I think, he shook his hand. I think Punk got knocked off, and then Sami got attacked.
Yeah, so, like, Sammy was, like, they were walking to leave together, and, like, you're waiting for Sammy to kind of, like, attack Punk because they're doing that that side shot where they're, like, Sammy's behind Punk, and they're slowly walking, and as Punk's getting out of the ring, Kevin ran up on Sammy and knocked Sammy into Punk, which pushes Punk off the apron and onto the floor, and then Kevin proceeds to attack Sammy.
And dropped him with a package pile driver in the middle of the ring while wearing the Sami Zayn Forever t-shirt.
I'm here for it. Like, well done.
While Sami came out to help his friend, or look after his friend, he really didn't help his friend.
Nope,
when he could have.
He really didn't.
As he watched Cody grab the belts instead of helping his friend and stopping Cody from getting the belts at the Royal Rumble.
Sammy, I keep telling you, bad things happen when you get near Kevin. He makes you make bad life choices. He's bad for you. Stay away from him. Doesn't listen. And now they're going to have to fight about it.
And that was Raw.
It was a good show. It was a really good fallout to Royal Rumble.
Setting up things for the Elimination Chamber, which is 3 weeks from this Saturday live in Toronto. Well, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back, 10 p.m. Eastern for The Wreck.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have stuff. We'll have a discussion. It's The Wreck, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, it's CB Radio live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, where it's our Super Bowl preview edition of CB Radio. We're going to probably do something related to the Super Bowl, make some predictions. Like we normally do at CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern every Saturday night. Sunday, there is no WTR Sunday night because the Super Bowl is on. If you want to see who wins the Super Bowl, watch the Super Bowl. But you can also watch the VOD right here at twitch.tv/WTR Live, where we simulate the game. No spoilers on who won, but you can check it out in the VOD. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, right after Monday night Raw. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime links, which accounts called Prime Gaming Support Channel, by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocksack or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite app shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward at LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube.com/@LinsWard, and you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Wreck, and right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, along the airwaves of the Raw Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.